T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That was clean. I don't know if there was a foul right there. That is an incredible play. Wow. Man. With the game on the line, that is an incredible block that just got taken away from Samford.
Gene Steratore, do you agree with us?
I do agree with you guys. It's a great block by Samford right there. A really great job with the inside hand, getting the top of all ball right there, fellas.
Okay, last night, there's a reason why I'm playing this now is I want to bring Paul in. We're going to transition here because this all kind of weaves in together. Joe, did you see that play last night from Samford, the block on Kansas that was called a foul?
Yes, it did.
Oh, Samford got absolutely hosed. There is like 30 seconds left or so. I have to go back and look. Kansas is up two, and they have an open layup after breaking the press. And the player for Kansas going up, Samford player goes up and has an amazing, awesome block, but it's so quick. I mean, he has all ball. His hand does not touch the player at all. His body doesn't touch him. Great block. They call it a foul. Kansas then hits a couple free throws, which basically takes Samford out of, you know, winning the game, where they would have had the ball down two in one possession. And it just completely, at the end of the game, obviously, mattered big time. Now, the reason I'm bringing it up here and bringing Paul in is, There's no replay challenge there. I don't know what the answer is because I don't want more replay challenges necessarily, but college basketball coaches can't review. They can't replay it. They can't challenge it, right? They can go to review for different things, but not in this particular situation, and you don't have a challenge if you're a coach. This has been coming up in all these different sports. We've talked about it with football a lot. We also have it in hockey, of course, all the time with, you know, replays. And now we have more proposed challenges or changes to the replay system in hockey during the owners' meetings that are going on. I was just reading some of these. One of the changes that's being proposed is that coaches can challenge if a puck hits something before it went out of play over the boards to avoid a delay, a game penalty. So, you know, the whole thing happened like in Carolina for the Sabres, right, over the glass in 07. If you think that they made a mistake and it actually touched something, you can now replay that. You can challenge that. And if you lose that challenge, you get a minor penalty. They're expanding replay here in all forms and including in the NHL. We bring Paul Hamilton here now on the Wester hotline. And Paul, I was reading some of these things. Here we go. The NHL, it seems like every year they're just expanding and expanding and expanding replay a little bit more at a time.
Yeah, and in this case, I was sitting there, I go, why are they wasting their time, meaning the GMs? This year, as far as that call being wrong, twice all year.
Right.
Twice. And last year, for the whole season, six times. Are you really wasting all this time in your owners or in your GM meetings talking about something that's happened twice? Really? I mean,
yes, they are apparently. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it that important? Now, last night, I just sit there and shake my head going, I mean, I'd love to see that call right. and I don't think it would have taken that long to review it. I think you could have figured that out in less than 30 seconds, that that was an incorrect call. Whether they would have figured it out in 30 seconds, I don't know. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I saw one replay. It was extremely obvious it was the wrong call. And, you know, that's, you know, the way I've looked at replay in all sports. If you can't figure it out in 45 seconds, then go with the referee's call, because that means it's too close to call. And you don't
Here's another one.
You don't need 2-minute replays. You don't need 5-minute replays. If you can't figure it out in 45 seconds, let's move on.
Another one, challenge. Coaches can challenge. This is a proposal. The coaches can challenge friendly fire minor penalties for high sticking, if to show it was the teammate's own stick and not the opponent's stick. And if you challenge and you get it wrong, again, a minor penalty goes your way. So it feels like we're just expanding more and more, and that's what they want to do here.
Yeah, and again, I'm fine. As long as we're not taking more than 45 seconds to do it.
Right.
I don't mind replay, and I say the same thing in the NFL. I don't mind replay if we're doing it quickly. But I despise it when I'm sitting there waiting for 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. No. Then we go with the referee's call. It's too close to call. And if it takes you more than 45 seconds, then nobody is getting screwed over if you get it wrong, because it's taking you that long and it's that close. Then, you know, it's not to me. It's just time to move on and get the game going again.
Joe, did you see some of these rules proposals, some of the things they're proposing to do?
Some of them. I don't know if I saw all of them, though. Yeah, I saw, I mean, I knew the puck over glass, you know, review, and had seen the reaction that, like, it had only happened a couple of times. But I also don't think, like, Paul, like, I don't think you're going to see it that often. Like, maybe once or twice a year you're going to see it challenged.
Do you see the face-off being moved on? Here's one. Moving a face-off one zone to the benefit of the non-offending team if a player refuses to play the puck off a high stick or a hand pass. We say that all the time, right? Goes off the high stick. You're like, I'm not touching it. Well, guess what they're going to say? If you don't touch it, we're going to move it even closer to your net for a face-off.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah, I have no problem with that. That, again, keeps things moving along as far as the game.
And then finally, one other interesting one for me was, this is actually happening. This is a... It is going to be put into play. I guess there was an official who got injured because players were hanging their legs over the boards, which is common practice before a shift change. Well, guess what? Now a team will get a warning and then a penalty if players' legs are hanging over the bench during play.
I never even thought of that. I mean, for all the years I played and done that, I just never even occurred to me, to be quite honest, that you could injure somebody or anything like that. You know, one thing I would love to see, the nets behind the net up top over the glass. Mm-hmm. It's the net. Let's keep going. Why we are whistling?
Oh.
You know, it's just like the puck going off the glass. I mean,
it's like arena football.
There. Yeah. If it goes up there and hits the net, we play it and we keep going. What's wrong with that?
Is what sparked this the referee that got hurt in the Buffalo-Anaheim game? I don't actually know.
I thought it might be, too.
Because I saw a story that official that got injured in the Sabres and Ducks game has had to retire because of his injury. But now that I'm reading it, I think it was different. Maybe that was
That was the one. There were two officials I thought that got hurt in Sabres game. The one you're thinking of, he had a really serious leg injury. That was when Greenway hit him, right? And unintentionally, but he ran into Jordan Greenway.
Kevin Pollock, yeah.
Yeah. And Joe, if you remember, that next day, I was filling in for Jeremy. We had Don Granato on, and I asked, hey, how's the official? And Don Granato said the next day he has a very serious injury. Like, wow. Like, yeah, he had to go off the ice. But apparently another official got hurt in this situation. So, yeah, rules proposals all around. That's happening in the NFL. It's happening in the NHL. Can we get a rules proposal that says, Paul Hamilton, that every 10 years you must at least make the playoffs once, because we're working on 13 now after last night. I think that this is pretty much going that way. Oh my gosh.
I mean, the problem with what's going on in 3 of the last 4 games, they went into this trip with a 3-game winning streak. Now they've lost 3 out of 4, and here they are further behind. But the problem is, you're behind, further behind, but you only have one game in the next 5 days. So you basically now sit. and you watch and watch other teams probably pick up points that are all around you in the standings because of all the games in hand, and there's nothing you can do about it. All you can do is go to practice and sit and watch, because you're only going to play once in the next 5 days, and when those 5 days are over, I would predict it's going to be a lot worse than it is right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Paul's appearances on WGR is always brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Thinking about today and planning for tomorrow by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Paul, you talk with the players. You know this group, their mentality. We know that the messaging that was coming out last year. I mean, I'm very interested in what the messaging is going to be at the end of this season. It's not. I don't think we're going to get like a Sam Reinhart, Jack Eichel type of, okay, well, it looks like these guys don't want to be here. I don't think we're going to say that, but what are these guys going to say at the end of this year? Because, I mean, we're getting to that point, and people are tired of, well, you just have to work harder, and, you know, we're really close. I mean, that was last year. And the messaging going into the year was, we're ready to win. Not just from GM Kevin Adams and head coach Don Granato. They said that. The players basically said it. Like, yeah, it's time now. We got young guys. We're here. We were very close. We're ready to win. I don't know what they're how they're going to treat at the end of this year. You're in that room. You talk to these players. What do you think their feeling is collectively about this year and where they fell short?
Well, it's a failed year because many players had career years last year. And most of them did not live up to it this year. And when you have almost the whole team regressing, I mean, J.J. Paterka didn't, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen didn't, some of the defensemen didn't, but when you got your forwards as a whole, all of them except a few have regressed. And now, you know, was last year the fluke when they scored all the goals, or is this year the fluke when they didn't? What I don't want to hear, which I heard some of on trade deadline day, is how much of this is just young guys learning. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, we're past that. I know you learn from every experience, and I get that. But if you decide you're going to basically sit with the same roster because these guys just took a little bit longer to learn, I would say that's not right. You need to make some changes, and you started with the defense. You, with the Casey Mittelstadt and Byram trade, that's a huge trade that needed to be made, and should have been made last summer as far as getting a top four defenseman. And you know, Kevin Adams said, "Well, I've been trying to do it for 2 years." Well, okay, whatever, you did it, and now that's been done, but you still have to find some forwards that are harder to play against. Not fighters, not guys who just go out and hit everything that moves, but are hard to play against, where the other team knows they've been in a hockey game. The veteran guy, and Kevin Adams didn't come right out and say it, but I just got the impression from what he was saying on trade deadline day that he pretty much had a deal for a veteran forward. You know, and he'd been talking about getting, you know, a 26, 27-year-old guy that, you know, can do different things, and it sounds like that forward would not waive his no-trade to come to Buffalo. And that was getting better last summer, you know, where agents were calling Kevin Adams. He talked about it, that agents were calling him saying, you know, we're interested. You know, what do you got there? You know, is there any way our client would be a fit type of a thing? Well, that's now gone away again. And Adams, remember when he was on the pregame with Brian and I, he came right out and said, that's our fault. That's on us. We've now created that situation again where players don't want to waive their no trades to come here. And he goes, we have to change that. And that's on us. And that, you know why that's on them? Because of what we've witnessed this year.
Yeah. I wonder what you would say to this, Paul, because like, that makes me think of something we just kind of talked about with like the coach and like would they move on from Granato. And I think there's an expectation there maybe be a little bit of a surprise if they did. I feel like, Paul, that they have such a tough time attracting players and getting them to come here. Like, Granato is even beloved by his players. Like, he's got a pretty, I feel like, favorable approval rating around the league amongst at least a certain group of players that I almost wonder if they feel like they could even move off him because he's one of the few things they can sell to get players to come here.
I don't think there's any chance they're letting the coach go. Kevin Adams has pretty much said that publicly, you know, that he thinks the coaches are doing a good job in preparing the players. He's in on those meetings. He likes what he hears. He likes what he sees. He thinks, you know, the coaches are doing the job in preparing correctly. And I don't think Terry Pegula will press the issue if for any reason other than the contract extension Don Granato signed doesn't start till next year. And I don't think he's going to let a coach go who hasn't even started his contract extension yet. You know, and you just heard the COO talk about how Terry Pegula has told him how much he believes in Kevin Adams and the program that he's running and the plan that he has for the Sabres for the future. So it doesn't sound like there's going to be a change at the GM from Kevin Adams either from what the new COO just said. So, people who are looking for Kevin Adams to be fired or looking for Don Granato to be fired or looking for assistant coaches to be fired, I don't think you're going to get your wish.
Paul, do you know Pete Welly before his hire as COO of the Sabres and Bills?
I didn't. He was more on the Bills side, you know, when last time he was here. So I never got the opportunity to meet him.
Me neither. He left in 2009 from the Bills. I came back here in 2011. But as the respective people in our positions, you and me, as the beat reporters for these teams in Buffalo, you'd probably agree with me when I say the biggest thing he can bring immediately is stability, right? I mean, they've had so many people in and out of those top-level positions. I mean, yes, there's a lot of work to be done, the stadium, the arena, you know, obviously, you know, helping the Sabres try to get back to a point of winning in whatever capacity that can be. But stability, to me, is number one in a position like this, considering everything that's gone down.
Yeah, and everybody I've spoken with, I've spoken to maybe three or four people who are in the know, think this is a very good hire. Not necessarily connected with the Sabres or Bills organization, just people in football or people in hockey think this is a very good hire for the Bills and the Sabres. You know, his credentials speak for themselves, what he's done in other places. They need some stability. I mean, and he knows that. At least, you know, from what I've heard in interviews, he definitely knows that. And he knows how to help turn around a franchise. I mean, I won't speak from a Bills standpoint. You could speak better than I, but I will from a Sabres standpoint. There's a problem between the Buffalo Sabres and their fans right now. And there are hard feelings on both sides. The fans, because they can't stand what they've watched the last 13 years. They can't stand what they've watched in their own arena for the last two. And they've let the team know about it. Sometimes maybe have they gotten carried away? Maybe. But they're frustrated. And the Sabres, the players, have not liked it. And they, for a little while, rebelled against it and stopped acknowledging the fans. And I still don't think they're over it, to be quite honest with you. I don't think there's this let's go win it for the fans that was there before. And I think there's a wedge right now between the Buffalo Sabres players and their fans. And so I think that's something that needs to be addressed and talked about and figured out, because that's not going to work.
Good stuff, Paul. Appreciate you. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
All right. That is Paul Hamilton here on the West Hur Hotline. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, Joe, I want to touch on this Ohtani story. I'm not sure how much you know, but you know, I'm still digging into it a little bit myself, but it seems like there's always something different you learn about it every time you read or you hear about it. So we'll do that, and then we're going to play NCAA Survivor on day number two of the first round coming up at the top of the hour here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.